Welcome to our sermon podcast here at City of Light Anglican Church. We are a new church in Aurora, Illinois, finding a new day in Jesus. We want to see the light of Jesus rise and shine in our hearts, in our homes, and in our neighborhoods. Thanks for joining us for today's message.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew. Glory to you, Lord Christ. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and led them up to a high mountain by themselves. There he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. Just then there appeared before them Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was speaking, a bright cloud covered them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my son whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell face down to the ground, terrified. But Jesus came and touched them. "Get up," he said. "Do not be afraid." When they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus. The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Okay, good morning. I'm glad to see you guys all here today. I love feast days. I love convivios. I want to show you something that I brought with me today to help me tell my story. This lantern. Hi, Deepa. Can you stand right next to me so that I can get this arm to work, okay? All right. I brought this with me. This sits in my house, and usually it looks like that. I lighted it up.
Cool.
And I want to tell you something that not many people know. When I was little, I was really, really afraid of the dark. Are you afraid of the dark? Is anybody else afraid of the dark sometimes?
I am not.
The dark can feel scary sometimes. Can you tell me, raise your hand and tell me, what do you do to help you if you're feeling afraid of the dark?
Yelling at your parents.
Yelling for mommy and daddy. Sadie. You use a nightlight. How many of you use nightlights sometimes?
I don't.
I did too. I know you don't.
I also yell for my parents.
Yep. Okay. Go sit by Caleb. Talk there. Thank you. Okay. All right. Do you know what else, boys and girls? I'm not quite as afraid of the dark anymore, but I still love having lights like this all over my house because the light changes the darkness, doesn't it? It makes the darkness go away, right?
If you turn on your light, it will be...
Okay, I need you to sit down, sweetie. All throughout Epiphany, boys and girls, and City Kids, we've been talking about light, haven't we? Do you remember the first story of light that we did right at the beginning of Epiphany with the Magi? Do you remember what light they saw in the sky, Ezra?
A cloud.
What did the Magi follow? The star, that's right. And then we heard the story of Jesus' baptism, and the Bible tells us that the heavens opened, right? Whenever I hear that story, I imagine a whole lot of light in the sky. Do you? Yeah. This Sunday, the story of the Transfiguration is also a story about light. Transfiguration is a big word. Can you say it with me really quick? Transfiguration. And maybe you big kids know, but maybe some of you younger kids don't. That's a word that just means change, to transform, like a caterpillar changes to a butterfly or something like that. Mrs. Mitchell already read us the story, but I'm just going to say it again for you guys. One day, Jesus decided to take Peter, James, and John up a mountaintop to pray, right? But the disciples fell asleep. They fall asleep a lot. And while Jesus was up there talking to God, the Bible tells us that his face was transformed. It was transfigured. It shone really bright, and his clothes turned white. What's the brightest light you've ever seen? Probably the sun, right? It tells us that Jesus' face was like the sun. The disciples saw that they woke up and they saw the light and they were so surprised. They were scared. But Jesus said, don't be afraid. And then Peter got so excited about what was going on, he wanted to stay on that mountain. He wanted to build some houses and just camp out there forever, right? Because he liked being in the light of Christ. But they couldn't do that, could they, Caleb? They had to go back down the mountain because it was just about time for Jesus to head into Jerusalem, okay? So Jesus let Peter, James, and John see his glory, see that bright shining light before this dark and hard time. The way to the cross was coming, okay? I'm going to get my lantern again and light it up. Because here's what I want us to remember, boys and girls and grown-ups too. We're starting a new church season, right? Epiphany is ending, and Lent is beginning, and Lent is not my favorite season of the church year. It can feel like a dark, sad time. We fast, we stop doing things we like to do, we pray a lot, we confess sin, and Jesus is inviting us to follow him to the cross. And the cross feels sad. And we might also be going through a hard time right now. I don't know about anybody else in this room, but some of us might be. But what I want us to remember is that the light changes the darkness and the darkness goes away. Jesus lets us see his glory so that we have a bright light to lead us through that dark time, so that we can remember that Jesus' light makes the dark go away. Amen? Amen. Thank you, everybody. You can go back to your seats now for the rest of the morning. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from City of Light Anglican Church. We'd love to hear from you. You can find us online at cityoflightanglican.org. And now, may the light of Jesus scatter the darkness from before your path.